The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we have a little radio show. We're going to do some talking.
Really?
Yeah.
Should I do a proper intro or something?
No. Yes.
Unless you want to. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on location.
Yeah.
Solo Domino.
Are you recording?
Beautiful Belleville, New Jersey, the home of Vicious Men. I'm Tony.
Oh, I guess we are recording.
Oh, yeah. It's been rolling.
I'm Matt.
I'm Eddie. I'm eating flan.
Wait, let me make sure I'm recording.
Ah.
The recording?
Oh, yeah, it's recording. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
Yeah. So,
3 years. This is the first time I think we've ever gone out to dinner.
This is the first time we've ever done anything social that didn't involve wrestling.
Or somebody getting married. Or Christmas.
Yeah, but that all had to do with wrestling.
What do you mean, Christmas?
Well, no, we haven't. We didn't have a Christmas party or anything in the past 2 years. We had barbecues at the house in Fairfield.
That's a long time ago now.
Got to be less than 3 years.
We weren't doing the podcast.
Oh, come on.
This episode is in memory of Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin died again. Kevin's got a problem.
Kevin, we need to have an intervention.
Oh, wait, kayfabe?
No.
Kevin's fine. He's in the bathroom.
No, he's home. He slept till 7 p.m.
You heard that right. 7 p.m.
He missed the boss.
I really got it in here too.
That loser right there.
I do. Thank you.
The guy who doesn't want the jitters all night.
I don't want to shake
Thank
like
you.
Other people.
Well, I gotta go home and bang the wife later. I need my energy. Yes, please. That's cool. Thank you.
No. We were. I was in.
Jesus, half your cake is gone already?
Bro, I eat fast.
You've been married how long and you still have sex with your wife?
12 years. Dude, like 4 times a week. It's crazy.
Are you serious?
Why do you think I'm so tired? I can't do my yoga anymore.
What, is it all her?
No, actually, dude, since I've been in shape, it's all me. Well, it's mostly me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to take credit for something these days.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't think people had sex with their wives after, like, 2 years.
Good for you.
Nah, you have to, bro. What's the point of sticking around? You like doing the dishes together? Come on.
I don't do dishes. I eat off of paper plates and plastic cups.
The way to go.
That's how I roll.
Well, you've been doing a lot of eating at my house lately anyway, so you don't even have dishes to worry about.
Exactly. I play my cards right. How much sangria have we drank?
I don't know, dude, but I'm so full of meat, not in a sexual way as usual. I cut you off.
You stole my line.
The first show we did
was Skype.
Yeah, it was the first. I just moved into the apartment.
Oh, that was when you first moved out.
Like, let's...
Wait, but you moved out... No, because then the storm was after you moved out.
We all moved out after the storm.
Wait a minute. Which storm was first?
Remember the time when we had Shane Helms on our show?
No, because we had another storm.
No, it wasn't Sandy. It was the year before that.
Yeah.
Remember the time I banged a girl
named Sandy? I was in my basement doing a show with Phil Raya.
Yeah.
The show where we agreed on everything.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Remember the time the Turnbuckle Throwbacks had their 100th episode and they talked about Remember That Time?
When Fallen Angels did 4 episodes? You can laugh, it's okay. Hey, Justin Credible hasn't done an episode in a while either, so I can make fun.
Yes, you can.
Neither is Dave Destruction for that matter, if you're listening, Dave.
He's been busy, I don't know, doing stuff.
Constructing.
Yeah. I think PWS has kept him busy TV-wise.
Making David Adams better?
No, that's someone else's job. You'll see on episode 4.
Wait, are you giving out spoilers? Are you going to get in trouble?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Episode 4. There might be a surprise.
Oh, the big news this week is that the Meadowlands is going under.
You want to go to the last show there?
Not really.
Is that tomorrow?
It's tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, forget it. Not interested.
I purposely avoided tickets. My buddy Matt called me up, not this Matt. And he's like, you should get tickets for the Meadowlands. I'm like, no, for what? I'm going to wait for SummerSlam.
Dude, not anymore.
I don't want to go to Newark for SummerSlam. I'm sorry.
No.
If it was at the Harrison and Red Bulls, I would definitely go because that would be cool. I don't want to just do it at MetLife.
Going to Newark is a shit show.
You're not going to get 90,000 people for SummerSlam, dude. You're just not.
I'm not doing it. Imagine the traffic that's going to be there. It's bad when
Newark?
There's no events.
Yeah.
I went to an American Idol event there once. I wanted to kill myself.
I did too. Wait, what year did you go? Was it David Archuleta?
No, it was...
I went that year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember Chiquizzi?
Yeah,
Chiquizzi.
Chiquizzi was number 10.
I went the Adam Lambert. The Adam Lambert year.
No. I went... Who's the guy that was the rock singer? Daughtry.
Daughtry.
It wasn't Daughtry. It was the other jackass with the guitar.
Oh, not Adam. I know you're talking about.
It was David Archuleta and the guy that won.
Bull Bice?
The guy that looks like... No.
Bull Bice.
Bull Bice was a good year.
There was the guy that was like Chris Gethard. The crooner.
Oh, God. I went the year of the blind guy. There's a blind guy. He was awful. Adam Lambert and some other weirdos. I wanted to die the whole time.
I got stuck on that one.
How'd you get stuck on Taylor Swift?
I'm married, bro.
Don't make faces, dude.
Listen.
Have you listened to a couple Taylor Swift songs?
No.
Dude, I used some for the commercial music.
I have a penis.
Dude.
Dude, it's poppy. It's good.
Here's the worst part.
And she's sexy.
Dude.
Well, I'll say yes to that.
3 tickets. I'm bringing my kid. Oh, he's going to be miserable. And when he decides it's time to go, that's when we leave.
Wait, to what? To what?
To Taylor Swift.
Oh, good.
Dude, we're up in like 325. We're up in the corner. It's ridiculous how far away we are.
I give you an hour there.
Yeah, tops. I don't even know who's opening. People open for that stuff?
Yeah.
I would imagine so. My favorite concert of all time, it's not Kaodorf, unfortunately. Metallica, Guns with Faith No More at the Meadowlands.
Wow.
I think it was 92, dude. That's how long
Metallica
ago that
and
was.
Guns?
It was Metallica, Guns, and Faith No More open.
I've heard so many stories about that tour.
It was the first one at Giant Stadium that Axl actually stayed. The second one he walked out was after Montreal.
Right. How were they live, Guns N' Roses? Amazing?
It sounded like a CD. It just sounded like they were just playing the CD.
Not so much anymore.
Have you listened to Chinese Democracy?
I haven't. I think it's great.
I think it's great too. I don't understand why people have problems with it.
Because it's not Steve Adler and Slash
Steve
and
Adler.
Izzy.
You have to know that going in.
And Duff.
Wait, Izzy's not on that album?
No.
I thought Izzy was back with
No,
he'll do
Axl
spot shows. Like he'll show up sometimes.
You know what's great? Buckethead was a member. I mean, he was gone. Like
oh,
in a year.
I know, yeah.
Buckethead is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buckethead's pretty
good. I had a bunch of his solo CDs.
Keep the food in your mouth, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
Matt finished his cake. You're not even a quarter done with yours.
Nah, there's like a little bit left. I can't, though.
You put the hat on it.
Hey, is Andre back from the men's room yet?
No, Andre's got a...
I can't fit on the toilet because they make them for people that don't have gigantism.
I think it was the best when Andre told us he shits in the bed because he's a classy act.
That's a true story. I could do what I want because I'm very big.
Okay, so what do we do to get better? Or get bigger?
Viagra. Viagra. Oh, man. I don't know. You know what's crazy right now is the market is saturated with the Austins and the Jerichos and the Rosses.
That's
and,
the problem.
And the Tazes.
Taz got on CBS radio.
Ugh.
That's huge.
I know.
He went to number one within a week.
That's crazy.
iTunes.
Yeah, but how long before Taz is recycling the guys that Jim Ross talked to, the guys that Jericho talked to?
Oh, they all are. He's going
to
have Jim Ross on.
All these guys are recycling
well,
guys
he can't,
we
those
had
guys
on.
Guys are on podcast one.
I'll say all these guys are recycling 90% of the guys that we've already had on.
Sam Roberts is doing the same thing. He's interviewed a bunch of people that we talked to.
But already. He also interviews like people from American Horror Story.
Oh,
and...
he got... No, his wrestling podcast?
Oh, no, I'm just talking about in general.
No, his separate wrestling podcast. I think this week he got Jim Ross, actually. But he's also Sam Roberts. He's got a chance to, you know.
That's also a real radio station.
And he's also, like, in with WWE. He does all the video stuff for the network.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We need a job at Sirius.
Talk to Dave Destruction.
Tell Dave LaGreca if he needs another mic, I'm busted open.
Dave can be like, hey, I need help sweeping the floors, guys. Please hire someone. I need help sweeping these floors.
Dude, I'll do it after work, Monday through Friday.
I'd work there.
I don't think it hurts that we keep pounding the pavement and like the street
or our puns.
Like that street team thing, like as ridiculous as it sounds, like Kristen
Vogel.
Please.
Thank you.
Like that's Kristen Vogel, yes, she's in California. She decides to go to a show, she passes out 100 flyers, and 10 people decide to check us out. It's a win.
I haven't heard her name in years.
It's a win.
Alive? She still listens. Really?
Does Dan Lopez still listen?
Yeah. Dude, Lopez and Baza going at it the other night was hilarious.
I know. Let's give them their own show.
We get a lot more feedback on Twitter than we do on Facebook.
Why is that?
Because when you log into your Facebook, it's top 15 hot bodies from BuzzFeed that fucking Dave Destruction repost. Answers.com has like 400 things.
Yeah.
Some beheading video that no one wants to see. Some cop of nonsense that Chris Payne is posting. No one wants to see that. Seriously, though.
Chris Payne's guilty of that. Phil Ditto's guilty of that.
I'm not saying... I don't disagree with them, but I don't go... You're not going on Facebook for that. If I want that, I'll watch the news or I'll go to like...
I'm going on Facebook to see how fat my ex-girlfriend's got. And that's all I'm going on Facebook to
see like... God, do I want to drop names? Let's just say some of our friends with their posting pictures from the gym, you know, showing their abs.
We have a lot of friends that do that.
Oh, I'm not talking about Steve Scott. I'm talking about the females.
Oh, like?
Oh, you know, just some girls like to show off their abs and their high knees.
Like?
Some of them are blonde, some of them are brunette. I don't think we have any redheads.
Like?
Yes, I like them a lot.
No, give me a name.
Hell no, I ain't that stupid.
Give me a name. I want to know a name.
Rhiannon Tang.
Tammy Sitch.
So awkward.
Tamara Sitch.
Tamara? Oh. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. And the day after.
How crazy, like we were talking before, how crazy it is, like how far we've come. Dude, we're like BFFs with Tammy Sitch.
Even though she's batshit crazy.
The girl that you guys like fapped to when you guys were in like...
She invited us to her apartment or house to do a show.
You want to kayfabe that or you want to put that out there?
I'm putting that out there right now.
We should definitely do that.
I already told her we're going to.
Just for the story alone.
Yeah, just for the story.
I'm definitely grabbing some Chris Candido tights while I'm there.
There are none of those left.
They have to be. She's got a pair of them somewhere.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
So listen, Kevin takes one for the team, and the three of us go Revenge of the Nerds panty raid on the place looking for Candido drawers.
Kevin's too old for her, man. I talked to her about this. If you're over 30, you're too old.
She said that?
Yeah.
Kevin's 27, though. What's the problem?
Okay, Kevin's 27.
Yeah, 27, gray hair, shakes, he's good.
Listen, Kevin, none of us were too old.
There is no malice behind this. I'm just severely butthurt. You are not here.
Yeah, Matt was upset, dude. He was crying when
I got
in the car.
Look at this empty chair.
No. How? Did you take a picture of the empty chair?
Hey, I'm glad you're back. Have an empty chair.
We've never been out together. This is retarded. Andre, there are two chairs. There's an empty one next to you.
I think I shit myself.
Almost as good as Zombie Macho Man.
Lopez wants to know that didn't even sound good.
What?
Dan Lopez wants to know if Aldo Montoya is our server.
Come on.
I think his last name is Lopez.
Come on. Coming from the guy that mows my lawn.
Is it crazy that we flew somebody out for WrestleMania?
I don't know.
You know what?
It happens.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Like 8 years ago, right?
It seems like honestly, it's so long ago. Like, I don't even think about it.
It's not,
I didn't
though.
Think about it until he mentioned it on our third anniversary.
Not even 3 years ago yet, is it?
April will be 2 years.
It'll be 2 years that we
flew him
out.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We did a lot of living in the last couple of years, huh?
Crazy.
Shit.
Isn't that cool, though?
Remember that time? Yeah, man. That is kind of cool. Let's fly him out again. Total silence.
That was exhausting, and I missed out on the Raw. in a suite because he was going to be out.
I
and
missed out on
I
it
told
too.
Him that I was going to, I was like, oh, I could be at Raw. He was like, bro, why didn't you go? Wait, I'm going to murder you in this seedy hotel right now.
I missed out on the Raw because WrestleMania was terrible.
Yeah, we
and
left.
That was the last great Raw ever, actually.
You know what? You know what disappoints me? I was reading Scott Keith, some of his like newer stuff. He actually thought that match was okay.
What?
The Cena Rock 2.
I've watched really?
Cena Rock 1. He loved. Which
really?
I didn't see it.
Cena Rock 1.
Cena was just too goofy in that match.
Oh God, yeah. I can't watch any of that shit.
Do you ever think you need to go back and rewatch stuff?
Just yeah, like, oh yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I don't even remember.
I rewatched, what was it? Undertaker, Triple H, Hell in a Cell, WrestleMania.
The second one?
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels?
I rewatched it just to see if I hated it as much as I did live, and I hated it just
really?
As much.
Really? It's not because your shoes are in the popcorn machine?
No.
What did you hate more, that one or Triple H Lesnar?
Oh, they both suck.
Triple H Lesnar was pretty bad. It was
that
like
was
five
rough.
5 minutes in, and they were going for finishes.
Well, that's all they are now. That's what Cena Rock
it
was.
Like, it was like punch, lay down for 2 minutes. Kick, lay down for 2 minutes.
That's what Triple H Taker was big but, finish move, lay down for 10 minutes.
But there was no build to it. If there
None.
Was a build to it.
No build.
Like if that happened 20, 25 minutes in, completely understood. It
right
like
away.
5 minutes in, dude.
Yeah, shitty matches.
And Scott Keefe, I hate to keep plugging him. I mean, I like the guy, but he made a point. If it's no disqualification, why don't you and Shawn Michaels just beat the shit out of him and get it over with?
Yeah.
Like, what was the point of Shawn even being out there? Just to take a beating?
That's it. To take the bumps that neither of them can, I guess.
So Triple H beats Brock Lesnar, then Brock Lesnar beats The Undertaker.
And then Cena beats Brock Lesnar. So what's the Mania card? What do you guys think?
Elmer Fudd is going to wrestle for the world title. I don't know.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
So?
Yeah.
That video was hilarious.
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen it, go to YouTube and type in Roman Reigns Looney Tunes. Trust me on this.
This cake is so good.
It's wonderful.
It was really good.
All right, so...
I don't want to watch that stuff.
What?
Like, any of the new stuff? Like, there's nothing that captivates me.
No.
I just hate the authority. I'm tired of it.
Oh,
I'm
the worst.
I'm tired of it.
It's the worst.
They've been running that gimmick into the ground for a decade, even more.
Why would anyone want to work there when their bosses just sabotage everything?
I wouldn't.
Right?
The best thing they could all do, band together, walk out, done.
That's it.
If you're somebody like Darren Young, you haven't been on TV forever, but you're still getting a paycheck, you don't give a flying fuck.
That's true.
No, they do, and I'll tell you why.
Well, yeah, guys like Ryder, I'm sure, cares.
Exactly. Yeah, but he's hurt. Can I play his
population? Yeah, but even before he got hurt.
Zack Ryder made a video.
Like, well, think about Kurt Hawkins.
Wait, all right. Go ahead.
What his story was. He couldn't make plans because he never knew when he was going to get called up.
Yeah.
He wrestled maybe once or twice a month. He had to go to different wrestling schools just to stay in shape because he never knew when he was going to get called.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's having the time of his life.
But, I feel like he might be an exception to the rule.
You think so?
Like, no, I think Zack Ryder wants to work, dude.
No, absolutely. But Zack Ryder wants to work, but when Zack Ryder leaves, like, he might be an exception too because he knows Kurt or Brian or whatever the fuck you want to call him. And he can go into Creative Pro and he can help, you know, his name alone. If between him and Brian, they could build up Creative Pro with their names. And then you throw Pat and PWS in the mix. And everything works out. New bro show tonight. Kurt Hawkins and Jewosaurus.
Oh, really?
Wait, how come he texted you that? He didn't text it to me.
He didn't text it. Twitter.
Sure.
But I don't know. Someone like a Heath Slater. He's got like a year max on the indies, and then it just dries out.
Yeah, a guy like Heath Slater, he'd be done fast.
Fast.
He'd be done fast.
You don't think Slater's going to be like a Jim Duggan?
No. Jim Duggan did stuff.
Jim Duggan still works for WWE.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be on Monday. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, God. Raw reunion. Those are the worst.
How do you go into a pay-per-view with that? Kevin Nash is back. That's why.
Oh, that's the lead into Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble's what? Royal Rumble's next weekend.
So they're doing the go-home show is the Raw reunion.
Yes.
That makes no sense.
They have SmackDown on Thursdays now.
No one watches SmackDown. You know how Raw is ending.
I haven't watched SmackDown.
All the guys, all the jobbers are going to be fighting in the ring.
That's going to be like Roman Reigns.
No, but Roman Reigns doesn't win that. Like, it'll be like someone like Dean Ambrose clears house.
No, but they'll do like a showdown with like four guys in the ring.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's going to be Rusev against four guys. It's going to be Duggan, Slaughter, Piper, and I don't know, give me another one. Maybe Ted DiBiase.
Purple Kirshner.
Yeah, and he's going to throw all of them out. And he's getting Rusev.
I asked that Dick Piper to fucking read a Poffo poem, and he just retweeted it.
Who, Piper?
Yeah, but he didn't respond to it.
But he retweeted it.
Yes. Because whoever's running his Twitter is probably one of his kids, and they have no idea who Roddy Piper is. No idea who
they probably don't know who Roddy Piper is either.
Well, he might not, brother.
All right.
I'm gonna get the Steamboat picture that we took at Legends. I want to blow it up to like 8x10 and have him sign it.
I could do it at home. I could do an 8.5x11.
I'll sign it.
Can you blow up the Nigel one too? I want to send it to Nigel.
Hello. Sign it. Hello, Nigel.
That Nigel one's cool because Kevin was in that picture with us before he became part of the show.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And now Kevin's off the show.
So Kevin doesn't know, but Dave's actually auditioning on Tuesday.
Is this the official Fire Kevin show? Should we put that out there?
Kevin
right
doesn't
now?
Know that every guest after this point is just an audition.
Yes. Wait until you're replaced by Chris Payne. Hello, welcome to the Shining Wizards. This is Chris Payne. I'm from New York. I am the line. I'm the line. Don't you know the line? I'm the line. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Chris Payne sucks. I just love saying that.
I love Chris Payne.
Nah, he's a douche.
Stop. You don't believe that.
I really don't.
Can we finally get Cole Cabana on our podcast?
Nope. That's never going to happen. You know what's going to happen? The day the show ends, you're going to get a tweet the next day. Hey, guys. Hey, work's dried up. Can you book me?
What if we don't ask for Cole Cabana, but what if we interview Scotty Goldman?
Or Matt Classic.
What do you think? Scotty Goldman.
I like the angle.
That's not a bad
idea.
And
we advertise it. We don't even mention
Let's get this on the Twitter machine tonight.
And if you're listening to this show right now, you already know what's happening. It's going to be Colt Cabana.
Yeah, don't steal our ideas, Justin.
And if it hasn't happened, Giancarlo, it's a great idea.
Yes. There it is.
Who got P. Diddy? Was that Gether?
Chris Gether.
Yeah. Who did Giancarlo get?
Colt Cabana. In a hotel room in like New York.
How did he do it? He made a YouTube video?
He made a YouTube video. He was like, I don't want to talk about your friend Phil. I just want to talk to you.
Cool.
How about we take it? All right, we're going to do Scotty Goldman then. Is that his real name?
Scotty something. His brother is one of the animators for Family Guy.
Get out of here.
That's cool. Yeah. What are you fussing around with the box for?
I want to make sure we're still recording. Oh, dude, we got almost a half an hour.
Really?
Nah, probably like 20 minutes. Ugh. The first 5 minutes is just me talking to myself.
Hello, is this thing on yet?
I wonder if this is working.
Who else should we aim to get on this show?
Well, who's we looking to do?
Who's left?
Alpha Female must know some people from Japan, right?
I can't speak Japanese.
Awesome.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Still chasing Luke Gallows.
He's a grizzled young vet.
He's a grizzled young vet.
Just offer him a case of Bud Light.
How gross was that infection that he had, or that bruise that he had on his leg?
I didn't see that. Road Diaries too.
You want to borrow it?
Yes.
I bought it from Scotty Goldman at one of the PWS shows.
Let's just refer to him as Scotty Goldman from now on.
Every time you see him, Scotty!
Hey, Scotty Goldman!
One is better than two.
Well, I'm sure.
Two's okay.
Two's good.
One was just very raw. Like, two, the guys knew what it was going into it. You know what I'm saying?
So they probably hammed it up a little more?
No.
I think, what's his name, dude?
Cliffy?
Cliffy, yeah, Cliffy.
No, that's the way.
That's how he is, I'm
that's
sure.
That's the way he is. Like, every time he does the podcast.
I know. We should, dude, I'm telling you, Udi.
There's no way to find him.
Dave should have got his number.
Why don't we ask the great power Mike?
Mike's dead, I think.
Well, that's why it was passed on.
When he lost all his power, there was nothing left for him.
The great power Mike.
Who fucking names their kid Mike in Nigeria? Like, Udi, I understand. Mike? What?
Mike.
You don't really get out much, do you? Some of the names these people give their kids now are...
Yeah, but Mike is a common name in Nigeria like 20 years ago?
Maybe.
It might be like reverse. Mike might be like in a unique name.
Right. Think about it. Like,
oh
Udi. You name someone Udi here? That'd be the same as them naming someone Mike over there.
I never thought of it that way.
North?
Think about
North?
That.
North.
Peter North?
Nah, Kanye West and that chick with the big ass who got fucked by the rapper.
They named her North?
Yeah, kid name is Northwest.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's not.
North by Northwest?
No, just North. West.
What's Northwest?
They're going to have a daughter named South.
Her kid?
But what is Northwest?
Like, the opposite of Southeast.
But what's Northwest from them? What's the point? Why Northwest?
Get it?
I don't get it.
What's the point? Northwest?
Huh?
Compass? Directions? I'm talking about Kardashian. There's no point.
That's
she's
true.
Famous because some black rapper fucked her.
That did happen.
That's the only reason why she's famous.
Nah, dude. Her father was a huge lawyer, bro.
The OJ trial.
Yeah. That poor guy. Oh, I heard.
That poor guy? But
No, you made me miss my point.
Oh, excuse me.
Bruce Jenner is...
He's turning into a woman.
That's fucked.
Isn't that hilarious?
That is so fucked.
I always thought he looked like a woman.
Adrian Donis is rolling over in his grave.
Yeah, he is. Just like the car, just like the car rolled over.
Abu.
I didn't die of the car. I died from gigantism in France.
He died from a broken heart.
You got a nail on the fucking button, bro.
That never happened.
What are you talking about?
Bro, you're going to go crazy on the
button. Stop that button, please.
I'm going to give it to Kevin.
Can you give it to me?
It'll keep him from watching the Devil's Game.
Will it keep him from doing Zombie Macho Man? Because as long as it does that, we're good.
Are you kidding me?
Did you not like Zombie Macho Man?
Dude, Dave
I hate Zombie Macho Man.
Dave Destruction loved Zombie Macho
Zombie
Man.
Zombie Macho Man was awesome.
I hate Zombie Macho
really?
Man.
Really? Why?
It was 10 minutes too long.
It did go a little long. I liked it, but it did go a little long.
Look, he went on a roll. I will admit, I stopped Tony from stopping him.
I stopped you from stopping him. We stopped each other.
From stopping him?
Yes.
We wanted him.
He was going.
Oh, God.
Dude. I was ready to call him Bluto.
How long? He's been holding on to the ghost of Jack Tunney for forever.
How hard is it to do the ghost of Jack Tunney?
Like, Kevin gets nervous when he's on the spot. I'll give you an example. Before we started the show, we recorded a reel just mocking all the other shows and doing plugs for him. It was Matt and I back and forth for like 13 minutes. Matt's like, Kevin, what are you doing? He's like, I'm thinking.
That's it.
Now, Kevin gets deer in the headlights.
Oh, man.
So, if we got him going in that direction, it was like, let him roll.
Let him roll.
Dude, he was on point.
If it shows up every once in a while, it's not fair.
That's true.
Dave loved it. He was like, dude, that Zombie Macho Man was awesome.
It was
I listened to it today. I was fucking laughing my balls off.
The best was when the music kicked in.
No, the thing that I kept replaying was David Adams. When you started playing... friggin' Blitzkrieg Bob, it was all over again. Does he not listen?
No, he listens.
But did he hear it?
Yeah,
I'm surprised
pretty sure
he was not
it.
Mentioned when he showed up yesterday.
I had my iPod. I was shopping at ShopRite. I'm standing in front of the arugula, and I'm just uncontrollably laughing.
At what scene, Zombie Macho Man?
No, fucking Blitzkrieg. When I queued up Blitzkrieg Bob.
Yeah, Eddie was ready to start changing the subject. And when that hit, it was all over again.
Then we all started up. It was great.
Kevin was funny when he goes, JP's dog.
Dude, the beginning of the show, we were making fun of JP's dog.
I know.
With the, hey, so Dave, how's it going? Stop it.
That was one of my favorite shows ever.
That was a good time.
Definitely one of my favorite shows.
When the four of us get together, man, we're money.
Did you ever hear the TNA Genesis pay-per-view call?
No.
Where there was a conference call and Dickhead over here called in?
But you don't remember that when I was on with Kazarian
and Daniels? Oh, God, and Daniels, yes.
I sat in a phone booth at work for an hour listening to the phone call.
Yeah, I'm driving through Newark, New Jersey. I'm looking for the AJ Styles Museum. And there's, like, crickets. And then Daniels is like... Why would you look there? He's in Gainesville, Georgia.
I didn't get that. But was there like a lead up to that joke?
Yeah, no, there was. They were talking about Halls of Fame, and they kept rolling with different names of Hall of Fame.
Oh.
So I threw in that I was driving to Newark.
Looking for the AJ Styles Museum. Oh, God, I'm so full.
Shut up. It was funny. I lost.
Oh, tell me about your past wrestling experiences.
Drew.
Wow. Good times for everybody.
That might have been the greatest thing I've ever done. In your entire life.
Orchestrated Drew Gulak showing up at your house without you knowing?
And he had his car broken into on the way there.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
On the way?
Before he left to come, someone broke into his car.
And he said, no time for the cops. I have to show Tony up in the studio.
No.
He texted me at like 1:30. He's like, I don't know if I can make it tonight. Somebody broke into my car.
Oh, my God.
He drove to my house with no window.
Yeah,
really?
His window had a plastic bag on it. He drove from like Philly to Tony's house.
That's a good dude.
Yeah.
Just to mess with you.
It was fun, man.
And he won't do JP's show.
I don't blame
really?
Him.
Good for him.
I commend you, Drew Gulak. Pick your battles. I know, he did.
Yeah, he was full gimmick. And my kid was ready to kick the shit out of him.
It was amazing.
My kid is awesome.
Drew is top notch, and we should have him back.
I can get him. He's in Germany now, but I'll get him back whenever we can.
Guten Tag. What's he doing in Germany?
Wrestling.
I mean, what fed?
WXW?
Yeah. Really? Who's over there?
He's there with Alpha Female. I think he's tagging in there.
No, really. Who's he over there with?
It's WXW4 or something like that.
WXW? Yeah. Like the Samoans?
Yeah. No, WXW? It's... It was before that. They've been running forever.
Oh, really? How about that?
Your phone's ringing.
Is it?
Look at that. Tony's in trouble for staying out past 8.
I don't know who that is.
973? Let's read the number off air. Or actually, let's read it on air. Not off air.
I don't answer anything I don't know.
973-487.
You know we have...
It's the emergency room at the local hospital.
Don't even say that, dude.
You know we have almost 2,200 followers on Twitter?
Really?
We should have 5,000, dude.
Really? You think
we should. Oh, yeah.
By now?
Here's what I don't get. Do any of your, like, non-wrestling friends listen to the show?
I have friends that don't listen to the show.
They do?
Like, that don't.
I don't know if, like, people that I really know, like, listen to the show. Like Tony San Miguel listens. He loves our show. It's like...
Young Dragon.
Yeah, he listens to like that, Joe Rogan, and like two or three others. But like by and large, dude, like I'll put it out to my friends. It's like, yo, like we talk to like, Andrew WK, like, you know, was wearing our shirt. Like four people will like it. But then it's like, nobody listens to the show. It's like, we talk to Chris Jericho.
It's weird, right?
Like, look, friends of mine, when they tell me like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, I fucking support him. You know what I'm saying?
That's your priority. That's everyone has different priorities. I don't know, man.
You make that
face. Like, I work with a girl who's, like, 20 Ooh, years old.
Do tell.
And her, like, biggest priority is, like, who's liking her Instagram photo.
Different times.
She wears her Shining Wizards t-shirt to the gym every day.
She ever take a picture?
I keep telling her. Like, Cindy, you gotta take a picture. Because the chicks that we have that take pictures of the t-shirts are fucking gross.
Not really? All of them. We've had a lot of good ones. We've had Shelly. We've had Bonesaw's Girl.
Yes.
We've had...
Hanaya.
We had Kat Green.
Alpha right? Female.
Okay, yeah.
Alpha Female.
Great, now the ones we don't name, people are gonna get annoyed.
No, that's it.
That's it. That's where it stops. No, that's we had a couple others. Right?
Yeah.
Attractive. And
you want me to name names? I know them.
Luscious ladies.
Kristen sent one very early on. Kristen Bowman.
Okay.
Missy Sampson.
Yes.
Sent one. Sue Young.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But she wasn't really wearing it.
She was, though.
She kind of laid it on.
No, she's the one who I hit up on Twitter and said, hey, if we sent you a t-shirt, would you wear it? And she responded by sending us a picture of her wearing one that I gave to Rich Swann.
She wasn't wearing it.
No, she was. She wore it out to the ring during a...
That's right.
A show?
Wrestling match.
What's the fucking big woman's thing that you like?
Shimmer?
It was either Shimmer or the other
Shine?
One.
Shine?
No, Shimmer.
Glow? Bombshells?
Glimmer. They're Shimmer.
Glimmer, Shimmer.
I don't know.
Shimmer Timbers?
Shimmer. It was Shimmer.
Shema.
That's what we need. We need more people wearing our gear to the ring. We need more Dan Moffs.
Yeah.
Dan Moff wears our shirts everywhere.
He does, all the time. Even though
it's gonna be a sore subject.
What?
We need more pink and black.
Told you.
That's fine.
No more Sheamus.
No more Sheamus.
Dude, Sheamus made our money back and then some. Kevin actually sold three of those things.
Hate Sheamus.
Phil and his kid bought one. My brother bought one for him and each of his kids.
Louie and his kid got one.
Louie and his kids got them. And yeah, most of, like 90% of the pre-orders were customs. Dude, who doesn't want to buy a shirt of their favorite podcast with their name or whatever they want on the back?
I don't know, cheap wrestling fans? Let's do customized pink and blacks.
Yeah? I think we just get pink and blacks and just send them to people.
Yeah. That's like our color.
Yeah.
You know? That's the way it is now.
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
It's not bad. Pink and black's a great color.
I like you, Tony.
I love you too, bro.
I think you're a handsome man. I had a lot of sangria tonight. I'm not going to finish this last glass.
Orndorff's number?
Yes.
Can we A, get him to read a poem, and B, get him to take a picture in the three t-shirts we sent him?
Wearing them all at the same time?
The poor guy is a survivor. Maybe he forgot he's got them.
I wrote him a handwritten fucking letter.
Dude, relax. We're in a restaurant. We're not in a studio. Jeez, can't take them anywhere.
We forget these things.
No, we don't. All right, we're still a goddamn letter. Awesome.
Is it, though?
I wrote him a handwritten letter.
No wonder you didn't put the shirts on. You could see was like the first letter and a bunch of scribble.
Did you remember? I have nice penmanship.
Did you remember your capitalization, your punctuation? Y-O-U-R as opposed to
Dear Mr. O-N-E, Durful. Did you send it to Jose Chico by mistake because he's the original Mr. Wonderful?
No, I sent it to Paul Orndorff from Georgia. If you're not going to drink this.
Another one. Dan Moff bought a Kid Cancer shirt, and he bought one for Jose Chico.
And they both wore them.
Yes.
I missed a call from Jose Chico the other day.
I sent them another check, by the way, for the last of the shirts.
Who? The chick with the titty cancer?
Really, dude?
What?
Really?
Nina? What happened?
Nina and her dead friends.
Oh, yes.
She never sent us pictures of DJ Len, by the way.
Someone said, when is DJ Glenn coming back?
We need DJ Len at the beefsteak.
Yeah, but he has to play our songs.
Who's paying for him?
Nobody.
The people that are listening are paying for it.
Here's what we need. We need to get the KO-Durf speakers. You guys got the two PA speakers, right?
Yeah, no one knows what we're talking about right now.
Someone's got it.
No, because if we're going to do a show at the beefsteak, we might as well have the speakers so everybody can hear us.
Sure.
Nah. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? We have to do a 200 show then.
I know we have to do a show, but we have to.
We don't have to broadcast it to everyone eating.
No. It's not going to be broadcast. Yeah, no. That's exactly it. Because then we can call people up. They can come up and talk shit.
It might be just as good as when we did the comedy show.
Listen.
Did you hate the comedy? I hated the comedy show.
I told you guys, we can't do a regular show. We have to work the crowd. Nobody listens to me.
There was no crowd.
If we got like 14
but if
people.
We were gonna, there was a crowd. But they weren't there to see us. They were there to see a fucking comedy show.
Yeah, but when I started talking to some of the guys in the crowd.
There was two dudes. They watched Glow, they watched Savage, they knew Warrior, they knew everybody.
Yeah,
dude.
But we didn't have a wireless mic. They were like, oh! But that's what was charming about it.
Kevin sure was on that night, wasn't
nothing
he?
Nothing charming about it. Kevin had like a fucking a fifth of Jack and a half a case of half blue ribbon
in your face. What is it like to have a big Samoan butt in your
face? He was like, face, butt.
Yeah. I remember that. I was like, what?
I think that all those guys were really funny.
The comedians.
Was about, like the girls getting coming to Garland to get some dick.
That it was a good night.
That was fucking good.
It was a good night. Good night of comedy.
Burke is a fucking funny dude too.
Yes, he is.
He's
that last guy, that Mad Dog. He was too much.
He was just—he's just nuts, dude. That's.
But when KP Burke comments on the Raw threads, the shit he says, glorious. What do you guys think about Tough Enough? Do we talk about Tough Enough coming back?
I see. Other thing, the Raw threads are just taking on a life of their own.
I know.
People that are trying to do Raw threads.
Oh, look, Kevin Garifo's alive.
Should just
direct just go on mine.
Wait, was that Kevin calling me?
No, he just texted me.
What'd he say?
guys we're still mad. Eating.
No, we're home now. Go back to bed.
Tell them we're doing a show with our new fourth member, Dave Destruction.
Yes.
Oh, JP. Clark. He hates Clark.
Clark.
Yeah, tell him we ran into Clark and we're doing a show with him.
I love those Raw threads. That's the only reason I'll watch it. It was funny because...
I didn't even watch it. I just jump on there and
I put Raw thread. I commented a couple times. Then I had Heavenly Bodies came over. So I ignored it. I didn't say anything. When I reopened it, when they left, after Raw, there's like 600 comments. I didn't have anything to do with it. I was like, oh, these people are just going. This is good. This is
hopefully
really good.
They all listen to the show.
They all do.
I know what. That
thread the other night with Sonny and Kevin. I can't believe you fucking deleted that.
Oh.
He had reasons to delete it.
I know he had reasons to delete it.
Kevin Gill sends me the show last night, and he's like, yeah, at the 29-minute mark, there's about a minute pause. Just take it out. I'm listening. I'm like, why the fuck is... I'm in bed, dude. I want to go to sleep. The pause was at 44 minutes in. It was nowhere near where he said. I was like, oh, come on.
What, did they all just stop talking for a second and be like...
They took a break. I hope they edited that out of the video. They didn't just air the video.
They all just up and left for a minute? That's funny. That's funny stuff. God, it's hard being this full and looking at this food still.
Well, thank God I'm facing the other way.
I'm like gonna vomit all over myself. What's Kevin saying? I'm at the hat.
Kevin said, seeing if you were gonna head out after, I'd meet up, but if not, I'll just stay in.
Yeah, ask him if he's feeling better. This is the Shit on Kevin episode.
There's an empty seat here that should be his.
It really should. I'm really butthurt about this.
We haven't really had
a get-together meeting at all.
Ever.
I think the last meeting I had was when me and Matt and Pat went out to have an MBW meeting.
The fucking bomber group? That was the worst.
And we didn't have enough money to cover the bill?
These guys are
ask you for money? These guys are like, yeah, it's like a diner. We go there. There's old couples in suits and dresses.
We hadn't been there in like 15 years.
We're three chooches in t-shirts and jeans, and there's airplanes hanging above us.
Oh, God.
The cheapest thing on the menu was chicken fingers. It was like $10. So Matt and Pat had chicken fingers for dinner. What would you like to drink? Oh, water.
Water. It's a hard knock life.
Tony, can you spot us?
No,
I didn't care. I spotted them, but these guys were just like severely mistaken as to the quality of the place.
They thought it was like the Arlington Diner.
Look, it was great when we were kids and we could play on the tanks outside.
I would have went to Versailles. I like
Versailles. A good time. Versailles,
dude,
a good time.
After you guys played Telemark that time, it was back when my sister-in-law was dating
the one
when
you were fucking hammered.
I don't remember.
Dude, they had the ice. They had the ice shot machine. All it was doing was McGillicuddy's. It was like a beer and a McGillicuddy.
Oh, God.
Dude, we were drinking so much, the bartender was giving us round after round for nothing.
Yes. Dude. You were pretty bummed.
I couldn't even see. My wife's driving. The three of us in the car were so drunk. I'm like, this Versailles, stop with Versailles. We were screaming like idiots in the diner, laughing at everything. It was horrendous.
Those Telemark shows were probably my favorite.
They were great.
I should have stole that Jägermeister machine and right off that...
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was. It was the Jaeger machine. It wasn't McGillicuddy's.
No, the Jaeger machine. You're right. Yeah,
when
Jaeger
machine.
When it
chills them, like ice cold.
Yes. Yes. For those of you listening, this is when my band used to play at this dive bar in the middle of nowhere.
It was
basically
great.
There was a toilet on stage that Matt had to move every show, right?
And the ceiling. I should have stole the Jaeger machine.
It was like an attic. The ceiling was pointed over your heads.
We all got asbestos.
That was when Jesse and Kirk's life changes. When we stuck them both together. When I was like, Jesse, just drive home with Kirk.
And that was the end.
That was it.
Bringing people together.
Wait, were they both in that group at the time? Or was that when somebody was introduced to something else?
No, I think they were both in the group, but they hadn't crossed over yet. Because Jesse was like 15.
Yeah, but Jesse started young. Remember your brother, you told us the story that he was using condoms to jerk off in? And he's just like, all right, I use them.
What do you have to say about that, JP?
I also remember the time I run into your house, and all your pictures were on tables, and there was nothing on your walls, and he spent the whole night busting your balls.
Yes. Dude, 20 minutes of material, I had no comebacks. None whatsoever.
Good stuff, good times. I love those Lake Telemark shows, man.
You know what I do like? We've been drinking more on the show. I think it helps.
When we first started doing it, we were drinking a lot.
I felt like I got a little shitty the last show.
Yeah? Yeah, you kind of did, didn't you?
I had a couple at the Egan's before.
When did I finish that?
You didn't just now. My glass.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was going to say. I'm at that point, and I don't drink often. Except for at work.
Are we walking home?
And at PWS. Outside, next to the brick wall, the calm nerves.
No, I had a couple at Egan's, because that's our meet Kevin. Kevin gave me a garbage bag full of wrestling magazines.
And you didn't bring them in?
They're at my house.
You left a cable at my place.
The white one?
The lightning to the VGA.
I gotta take this
cable
off to take a leak.
I need that.
I told you that you, that you was left mine. It, and you're like, no, I'm looking for the other one. And I go, it's right behind you. You must have put that one in your bag and forgot you the first one I showed you.
Why did I even bring that bag to begin with? I just totally rolled
you
my tongue with that.
You probably just took it out. You probably took it out of the bag.
So when we pick
out.
You up, when we drop you off, yeah, I gotta pick it up. Oh my God. Let's talk about Matt now that he's not here.
Well, Matt's an idiot too. He has been drinking a lot.
The drinking's good. It adds to it a little
it's
bit.
It's fun.
A little bit.
It's fun.
We used to, there was one point where we would just get bombed off of wine.
Oh, yeah.
During the show and just stutter.
I bought, when we were in Spain, we bought this cheap wine. It was like 11 euros for a bottle. I think we found it at the supermarket. It was amazing.
Really?
Dude, it was like the first night we were there, my wife was so hammered. And we're eating dinner, dude. Like, we hadn't even gotten out yet. She was so hammered. She was like falling on me at the kitchen, at the table. And my kids on the other end of the table eating. Oh my God, we couldn't stop laughing.
Fantastic.
So we went and buying a bunch of this wine. And then we bought a couple more bottles to bring home. We went through it all. I was online. I found a liquor store in the city that had the wine, that had it by the case.
Oh God.
That delivered it for $20, so I didn't have to bring it home.
Wow.
It was like $140 or $150. I got a case of this wine in my basement.
You're good.
Awesome.
That's a good time.
We gave two bottles away for Christmas to my sister-in-law and her husband.
Hey, why not?
Because he had a bottle, but he used it to cook, and he almost got rid of the riot after that.
Oh, that's a waste.
But it's good. It's good stuff. We should
let's go back to wine during the show.
We should start dipping into it. It's white wine too.
That's fine.
So there's no red wine poisoning coming out of
it. Oh, thank God. We don't want that.
That Jack Daniel's Tennessee cider was awesome. I bought another bottle.
Was it
the stuff we were drinking at Christmas?
Oh, that's right.
That's
easy drinking. That is easy drinking. What did I do a shot of and get drunk off of?
Was it that?
Yeah. That's easy drinking, but that knocked me on my ass.
Yeah, you were done 5 minutes into the show.
It was amazing. What a fun show that was.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do with this
audio?
What are you going
to
do to me?
I'll air this. I don't care. Maybe I'll put it out tomorrow as like a special treat.
If the audio is good, I have no idea.
I'll do it as like a dinner time instead of like a call time.
How's your cat, the old cat?
Not
Muda?
No, Muda's fine.
Oh, you're talking about Mr. Kitty?
Still Mr. Kitty's still energetic and crazy?
No, I was just saying I thought you cut his balls and he's fine.
We did. No, when we cut his balls, that's when he became a pain in the ass.
Really needs attention all the time.
Oh, he's needy now.
Yeah, needy. Oh,
I thought he was just nuts to people.
And he'll drool on you.
Yeah. Rhiannon gets in bed. She has like one of those long body pillows. Once she wraps her arms around the two. Would you want to touch me in bed? Come on, let's be serious.
Well, that's Matt one.
Once she gets her hands, once she wraps herself in the body pillow, she's laying down. He legit lays in the same spot every night. On her back and then his head on her arm.
Every
night.
Oh.
He's just trying to cuddle.
No.
That's another thing I'm sick of on Facebook. People posting pictures of their animals.
Yeah.
And people showing videos of like dogs getting like beat and shit like that.
That's retarded.
I blocked those people.
The Science Channel had an entire marathon for 2 weeks. They showed nothing but Mythbusters 24 hours.
Oh yeah.
It was fantastic. Except between the Wounded Warrior commercials
and the dogs
and the
commercial.
ASPCA commercials. Dude, I wanted to hang myself. It was so depressing.
I change the channel all the time when
my
those commercials come on.
My kid wants to watch them because he feels bad for the dogs.
God, I can't sit through them. I cannot sit through them. They depress the shit
and
out of me.
And the worst part is, when you sign up for either one of them, it's like monthly.
No, I was looking for a lot. Well, I heard the Wounded Warrior is a scam.
No, I heard they're legit. Like they got some shit that they were a scam, but they're legit. It's $17 a month to save a dog or $18 a month to help a warrior.
I'd save a dog.
Really? Over a warrior?
Warriors die, dude.
Well, the warrior?
Save dogs. Now, if it was the warrior, But the other thing
how's
is...
How's the Warrior going to work at PSC&G and wrestle and pay his bills?
That's and why breathe. He faked his own death. It's the Illuminati.
Yes,
back
it is.
To work. Can no, I? But, no, but my point is, they're like, oh, it's $18 a month, which is like a payment plan. Like, you sign up and they take $18 a month. And they're like, if you cancel at any time, we understand.
Uh-huh.
We appreciate any support. I'm like, oh my God, they don't even have my money yet. And they're trying to make me feel bad if I stop sending it.
Guilt. I brush my teeth during those commercials.
I change the channel all the time.
It's so, and the dog with the tear, and he's looking up, and the one has the big chain on his neck. He's out in the snow.
Oh, stop it. I like to believe it's all staged.
There's people I want a picture, like, with that chain out in the snow.
I know. There's people that belong out in the snow.
You can find those videos on the internet.
Maybe we should put Kevin out in the snow.
Here's my plan for Kevin. Kevin needs to follow JP. He needs to go start working in the dildo shop.
Oh, my God.
How awesome would that be?
Imagine the stories.
Got a job?
He could be like our Damien Gibbs. He could just bring us dildos every week.
Why do you want...
Or our Louie.
Because we could give him to Louie to use in his hardcore matches.
There it is.
How are we going to... We have all those t-shirts from Top Row Tees. How are we going to give those away?
Hey, guys. I can sell them at my porn shop. Hey, Daddy.
We should get Jabroniware to send us some shirts.
I just need you out to Kevin and have him send us shirts.
Tell him to send us a 7-pack. Ain't gonna cost him anything.
This sangria made me sleepy.
Yeah, I'm kind of like moving myself.
We say we wrap up the show.
Well, how much sangria is in that picture?
It's a pitcher, not a picture.
Come to Daddy.
Here.
Come
it's
on.
It's still heavy.
Come on.
Oh God. Are you gonna kill me on the way home?
Not at all.
Dude, I'm burping and I know it's going right into the mic. Oh my God, we got a lot. You know what? Pass that back.
I'm done. There it goes all over the...
No, don't kill the microphone.
It's not on the
Tony,
microphone.
Remind
Relax.
Me to get my cable. That's
I'll go in
very important.
It.
That's the cable that hooks the laptop to the projector.
Mm-hmm. Wait, they don't have a high-def projector?
No.
It's only a VGA? I'm surprised.
That's a DVI input, isn't it? Oh, it's a VGA input. DVI.
It's a VGA.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at it. I'm like, this would be awesome. I could hook this up to my laptop.
Yeah. Nope.
So do we throw out the street team thing?
Streetwalkers
street
rule.
Team. Yeah, I think it's fine.
It's worth, look, if...
But that
if,
means we have to do another run of shirts that says street team.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Make 10 of them. Huh?
Make like 10, 15 of them.
Yeah, but that means we still got to pay for them.
If us paying for them means that, you know, somebody in, I don't know, fucking Louisiana...
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? Somebody in Louisiana is going to get a street team shirt, and there's going to be 200 flyers in the garbage down on Bourbon Street.
I could send the flyers to Luke and tell that person to meet up with Luke Hawks.
Or you could just send them to Luke Hawks directly.
I mean, we've created all these...
We can send them to Luke Hawks and say, hey, if you don't mind at your next Wildcat show...
Give them to somebody.
Give it to some students and just have them flyer the chairs.
We'd have... In return... We're going to have to get somebody from Luke, like some...
Anytime, dude.
Oh, yeah, we'll have Luke or any of his guys on anytime.
It's not going to be Luke. It's going to be one of his guys.
That's fine. Why wouldn't it be Luke?
Because he doesn't... He's already... He has...
Because he thinks AJ Styles is a pussy.
Well, he thinks AJ Styles is a pussy, but he has... Luke is where Luke wants to be.
I'm talking about... Okay, so Luke wouldn't want to do
our
show again?
He runs the school. He does his thing. He's more concerned about promoting his guys. Just like... Pat or Eric would want to, you know.
If there's an instance
where, you know, Pat's been to Busted Open X amount of times and he wants to send Mario there. Mario, go promote, you know, like something like that. Like Luke's kind of well known and he did a shoot and he fucking bashed everyone.
Yeah.
You know, when he has his stories.
I want Luke back on the show.
I'm sure I could easily arrange it.
I want Mike Dell back on the show. He was entertaining, dude.
He was the best speaker on Raw that night.
Whose face was he getting into?
Dean Ambrose.
No,
Elijah Burke.
Who?
What?
Elijah Burke.
That was it.
Oh, in real life.
But he's like, well, he's like, he said something to me. I threw my shit down and said, motherfucker, and I got up in his face.
I'll tell you what, if you find the right guys at the indie scene, who, if you go, do our show, we'll send you a t-shirt, can you wear the t-shirt everywhere? The guys will do it.
We need to reach out to like the ghetto promotions.
The ghetto promotions?
Like the guys that are backyarders, but they have like duct tape ring and they do it at the VFW.
Oh God. You mean ECPW?
A little better than that. You like that one?
I like that one a lot. A little better.
You can rent them for your birthday party.
ECPW?
Fuck yeah.
You can rent every organization for your birthday party. IWF, PWS.
So if we go, if we put some kind of weird package together and we put it out there, we're going to start a street team. You get a t-shirt, we'll send you flyers. You just have to put them all over the place when you go
to
shows.
Is this our commercial for people to get in touch with us?
This right now is not a commercial enough.
No?
Because that's just talking business.
Yeah, goodness. But we're recording this.
I understand.
And I was planning on airing this.
You can air this the way it is. I like it. Well, except for one thing.
Except for 40-something minutes in.
Why? Who dropped an M-bomb?
That did not
happen.
No one.
I don't have the soundboard. You got it. We gotta delete those sounds. You gotta do something. We gotta find new sounds.
I'm not gonna do sounds anymore, that's all.
Just give them to Kevin to do.
See, you can't keep talking like that. We're gonna lose people.
I'm gonna buy a dry erase board tomorrow.
You know what? Fuck him. He's never gonna listen to this anyway.
Who, Kevin?
Yeah. Kevin doesn't listen to any of the shows.
There you go.
Why not? None. Why? Because he hates the sound of his own voice.
No, I'm not gonna listen.
I've talked 100 times. Kevin, you listened to the show last week? It was fucking hysterical when we did this. No, I didn't listen.
Well, he'll listen to this one because he's not on it.
He won't.
No.
You don't think so?
No, he won't.
Wow.
Here's what I want to do. I want to get a dry erase board. Throughout the week.
I know, you've been saying this for months.
But look, throughout the week, we communicate with each other. We get there at 6:30. We write out the dry erase board. Even if we have you think it's like a stupid bit, and we write it up, and I can cue up the music or do something like.
We put Kathy Hummer in a corner with a computer.
I still think that's a fucking great idea.
Jesus.
Would it hurt us to have her there just to fucking cue up Sam? If we sat her there and said, Kathy, here's your job. Cue up this, cue up that.
Nah, there's four of us, dude. We should, there's more than enough hands on deck to take care of that stuff.
But we're not paying her.
Yeah, but we're all paying for it.
We could throw Captain Crunch at her.
Are we paying? Look. As ridiculous as it sounds,
she can't keep her mouth shut.
Considering it's coming, but we don't give her a microphone.
You tape her mouth shut.
It's coming from me.
You put one of them ball gags from JP's store,
and we YouTube it, and we put it out there. We got Kathy to shut up.
And then, as a reward, Kathy gets to do the fucking foot show with your wife.
No, Kathy gets to blow Kevin.
Oh. Kevin needs it.
Kevin does need it. Kevin needs those pipes cleaned out.
He needs a good release.
You think so?
That's what I'm telling you. If we go to Pennsylvania to do a show, Kevin's got to take it for the team.
It's too old.
We're talking. I'm
he's
talking.
28, dude. 27. No. He's going to be 28 this year.
No, he's not. Pennsylvania?
He's like 30-something.
New York.
Who?
Tammy?
Yeah, she's in Pennsylvania, bro.
New York? Kevin's in his 30s.
Huh?
Kevin's in his 30s.
No, he's 3 years he will be.
No, he's like 30.
No, he's not. He's 27. Shut up.
29.
No, in the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
Kevin was, in 2001, Kevin was
Stop.
18.
No,
easy there, Mr. Edinger.
Because he was my student. I know this for a fact. Because he was a senior. In 2001, he was 18. Do the math.
So he's 28.
What? No, but the more I think about it, the more I think about it, as much as I dislike her, giving her that task, she would probably take it serious. Like,
Kathy Hammer, summon me.
To like a hot, she would put more purple effort
glaze.
Into it.
Purple glaze.
Purple glaze.
Just, it's 9:20, Friday night, January 16th. Kevin Greenfield just texted me, just got out of bed 40 minutes ago. My response must be nice.
Yeah.
Purple glaze. I summon thee.
Dude, Kevin Sullivan, man, creepy.
Yeah, he is.
He wants to be like my BFF.
That's kind of creepy. You know what he wants to do?
Bro.
He's trying to recruit you into his cult.
I'll kill one of his ex-wives.
Oh.
Him and his wife are going to be on The Legend of Mick Dodd.
On what?
The Legend of Mick Dodd. On that Geo channel? He lives in the woods.
Oh,
what is that,
really?
Like Cactus Jack trying to get out of the way of weapons?
Oh, God.
No.
Mick Dodge?
Did no. you guys? Oh, my God.
Wow, nobody liked that.
No, I didn't like that at all. Go to Botchamania.com.
Of course.
And watch the, I guess it's the Halloween Havoc review with the Hogan and the Monster Truck.
Remember that one? Show?
He went and fought the Big Show.
They fell off Cobo Hall.
There's these segments with Kevin Sullivan running through the woods in just his little undie gear. And the friggin' King Tut guy's in the sky saying, "Follow me." Hogan wakes up in the Dungeon of Doom. Oh, in his gear. Oh, where am I? Where am I? What is that noise? It is the hokiest, the worst shit ever, but it's glorious.
Kevin Sullivan was going to be in a feud with somebody. I want to say it was Jimmy Garvin. And he was who was his valet? It was Precious.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have a feud, but Kevin Sullivan talked about using coat hangers, and they wound up putting the kibosh on the feud.
Oh my God.
I think it was Jimmy Garvin, but I'm almost positive it was Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah? Why would you use coat hangers? What's wrong with a good old shove down the stairs?
A fifth of Jack and a kick in the ass down the stairs.
That's all it takes. A stumble in the highway in front of oncoming traffic.
I wonder what Snitsky's up to these days.
It was just his birthday.
You know Pat's brother's in jail?
No.
Do we want to talk about this on here?
Yeah, for real. No?
On that note, it's been a great show. We will be back next week with Dave Destruction Studio.
Do we want to call this dinner time number one?
Wrestling Revisio?
Dinner theater.
It's not really theater.
Revisio, dinner.
I say dinner time.
Dinner, yes,
dinner time, volume one, Solo Domino.
Will you ring a bell?
What?
Will you ring a bell?
Yeah, open it with like dinner music and a bell ringing.
Like some kind of like Leave It to Beaver ringing the bell.
Yes.
Dinner!
Yay! I'll open with JBL's old music. That had the bell.
No. Ring it with the friggin' dinner bell.
Great, now you're giving me more work.
Hey, JBL. All right, everybody. I want to talk to Matt now about someone being in jail.
Best stuff.
Later.
See ya.
I'm full.